The following shiur has been presented by Rav Mordechai Fuchs, Poisek at the Beis Havaad of Lakewood, New Jersey, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havaad Halacha Center. For more information about the center or for halachic services and resources, please call 1-888-485-VAAD or visit thehalachacenter.org.
Daf Nun. I'd like to discuss in the shiur the halacha of tiltu mukta begufo, moving around an object that is mukta on Shabbos, not with one's hands, but with other parts of the body, feet, elbows, etc. Say, for instance, you see your three-year-old getting hold of your new iPad or BlackBerry. He sees you and drops it. If it's still working when it hits the floor, can one kick it under the couch? The Gemara in Daf Nun Amud Aleph brings as a raya the Mishnah of Kasha Gab Yamito, Lo Yanenu Biyodoy, Avamananeu Begufoy. Straw on a bed, one may not move with one's hands, however, he may move it with his body. Rashi says, Begufoy means Ko'achra Yad, an abnormal way. This Mishnah is a big talk amongst the Rishonim in a debate of Tiltum and Atzad, the subject of indirect movement of a mukta object. The makor of this halacha of Tiltum and Atzad is on Daf Mem Gimel Amud Beis, speaking about someone who passed away on Shabbos, Rachman Lutzlan, and the corpse is laying in the sun. The Gemara dismisses the Eitzah of getting him out of the sun by flipping him from bed to bed until you get to the shade, because Tiltum and Atzad is Osir. The Rishonim, however, brings several examples of Tiltum and Atzad that is Mutter. Both the Rosh and the Ran answer that there are times that Tiltum and Atzad is Mutter, and there are times that it's Osir. When the Tiltum is being done for the Dvar HaIsir, the object that is Muktzo, like by the mace, that we want to get the corpse out of the sun, that Tiltum and Atzad would be prohibited. However, if my intention is to move an object that is not mukta, but the only way to do so is by moving a dvar mukta as well, then it's called tiltum and atzad l'tzarech dvar mutter, an indirect movement for the dvar mutter from the non mukta object, so that is permitted. The common example that the Gemara brings for this is pulling a vegetable that was hidden in the dirt out of the dirt. It was in the dirt to preserve it. Now on Shabbos I want to eat it, so I pull it out of the dirt. There, I'm moving the dirt, agav the vegetable, and that's called menatzad. But it's for the benefit of the food, and that's permitted. Both the Rosh and the Ran afterwards bring our case of the kash alamito, the straw on the bed, as a question to the Shisoi. That here, it's mutter to indirectly move the straw to straighten it out of it, to be more comfortable to sleep. And that is a total for the straw, seemingly, and it's mutter. The Rosh goes to answer that there is a new concept called tilta begufoy. As it's not being moved by the hand, which is made to move things, rather by his body, it's not considered moving at all, and is therefore permitted to be moved even the tzarech dvar ha'iser, even for the purpose of the mukta object. The Ran, on the other hand, answers, in this case, you're not moving the straw for its own sake, but rather for the bed. He wants to use the bed in order to sleep in, and he cannot do so in its present fashion with a heap of straw. Therefore, the moving and the straightening of the straw is l'tzarech dvar heder, for a non-mukta object, being the bed. The Magen Avraham in Siman Shin Yud Aleph Sif Ches, with the help of the Gvus Yisrod, explained the two sides of the machlokes. In essence, the action is being done to straighten the straw, which is the dvar iser. Memeila, the Rosh is bothered by the heder of the tiltel, because he sees it, he looks at it, as you're being metaltal, the dvar iser, for the sake of the iser, because that's what the action is being done to. Therefore, he deducts that there must be a new yisoid of tiltu begufoy that is not considered the violation of moving muktzah. The Ran, on the other hand, learns I have no interest in the well-being of the straw. I just care about my sleep that's being postponed due to the mound of straw on my bed. Similar to what the Bali Musa say about a person saying, I love fish. He doesn't really love the fish that he's eating. He never knew the fish. And even if he did, he's killing and eating it. Rather, he loves himself, and therefore he's eating the tasty fish. Therefore, the Ran maintains that moving the kash begufay is just considered tiltum natsad letzayach heter, a indirect movement for the dvar heter, which is sleeping on the bed, and there's no basis for a new heter of tiltum begufay. The Torah and the Mechaber in Siman Shin and Aleph go with the explanation of the Rosh, and therefore permit tiltum begufay even for the purpose of the muktza object. The Mishnah Berurah in Siman Shin Ches in Sifkot Yud Gimel says that any mutza object can be permissibly kicked with one's foot, even if the purpose is solely for the dvar mutza and not to get damaged. Even though that is in the gedder of Mechama Letzel, one of the conditions of the one of the things that are osur usually for a mutza object. Moving it for its own sake, not to serve gufoy umakoyma, but rather from the sun into the tail, into the shade, so it shouldn't get ruined. That's usually mutter. That's usually osur. But over here, with one's foot, the Mishnah Berurah says that it's mutter to kick even for the sake of the dvar muktza, and he sends us to this mechaber in Siman Shin Yud Aleph. The problem with all this is, the Chazon Ish in Siman Mem Zayin Sif Yud Beis, in the Sefer of the Chazon Ish, vehemently argues with this understanding of the Rosh. He says that it's impossible that there is a difference as to how the object is being carried, and he brings a raya from a Gemara on Daf Kuf Yud Beis and Shabbos. The Chazon Ish therefore goes to explain the Rosh that as he is lying on the straw of the bed he is straightening it. Not before he lies down. Therefore, it's not considered an action of tiltal, of moving the straw, rather an action of shchiva, laying on the bed. The Chazon Ish goes further to explain that the Ran is not arguing on the Rosh either. The Ran is merely saying that since it is not nicker, it's not noticeable, the maisa tiltal, the action of moving the straw, only the ma'aser shchiva, the action of laying, it's not considered l'tzarech dvar heter. It's not considered, I'm sorry, tzarech dvar yisur, it's considered l'tzarech dvar heter, which is for the purpose of lying on the bed. To sum it up, our shiloh kicking the iPod or the BlackBerry under the couch to protect it from being damaged seems to be machlokes between the Mogad Avram with the Levush Estrada and the Mishnah Berurah, and on the other side, the Chazon Ish. L'maisa, the Pashtus, and the standard way of learning the Rosh is like the Mogad Avram and the Mishnah Berurah. So the Minhag Olam is to be mekel to kick a Dvar Muktza so as to protect it from getting damaged. Just to add, could be it would be an Eitzah, even according to the Chazon Ish, for it to be mutter, to kick the chafetz, for it as not to be damaged. One of the rayas of the Chazon that the Chazon Ish brings to his shita is a Gemara on Daf Kuf Chof Zayin. Oisim by Shvil Baraglav Kedei Lichones V'Yoytzi. Walking through a storage house full of grain and straw, one can plow away through with his feet. Following the Chazon Ish's shita through, that if we see his action as a maisa heter, like shchiva, lying on the bed, it's mutter, even if his intention is to move the straw with his body, we can say the same, possibly, about kicking a chepetz derech hiluchoy, like by the oitzer, walking through while he's walking, kicking the straw to the side. So too, by the iPod on the floor, if while he's walking, he goes near the couch, and with a regular footstep, he kicks the iPod under the couch. Could be Uvi Mutter, even according to the Chazon Ish.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.